A group of independent voters is suing the state of Pennsylvania in an effort to gain the right to vote in primary elections. They say most elections are decided in Democratic or Republican primaries rather than the general election, and state law unconstitutionally bars them from having a say in the outcome. Shane Spector is one of the lawyers in the case.
You have a million plus Pennsylvania voters who are unable to translate their vote into effective representation because they are excluded from, in the overwhelming majority of cases, the race that is significant to determining the outcome in the general election.
This week, the group filed a King's Bench petition, which asks the state Supreme Court to take up the case directly without going through lower courts first. New Jersey is ramping up efforts to improve pedestrian and cyclist safety. During WHYY's Ask Governor Murphy program last night, the governor said he's signing a measure today designed to raise driver awareness about people walking and riding bikes.
As part of your driver's education process to get a driver's license in New Jersey, you'll need to be schooled up on how to deal with pedestrians and cyclists in terms of right-of-way, best practices.
Last year, 221 pedestrians and 25 cyclists were killed on Jersey roadways. Right now, mostly patchy clouds across much of the Delaware Valley at this hour. 89 degrees right now in Atlantic City. Princeton sitting at 90 degrees. Rehoboth Beach at 86 with mostly cloudy conditions. And patchy skies over Philadelphia, where it is 91 outside. We're expecting things to clear out a bit as we get into the latter part of the afternoon. Tonight, patchy clouds and temperatures dropping down into the mid-70s. We are slightly cooler as we round out the work week on Friday. Temperatures get out of the 90s, retreating all the way down to the upper 80s.